Getting back to the issue of hypertension, I'm curious, in a patient with metastatic disease where you're treating the patient with Bev, what criteria, and I like to ask this in, you know, lung and breast and colon too, because in the metastatic setting, you know, you wonder about exactly what the goals are. What criteria do you use to initiate therapy in terms of what the level of systemic and diastolic pressure is?
Yeah, I don't know if there's any magic numbers. I mean, the clinical trials have sort of been all over the map with this, because the way that the CTC defines hypertension, grade 3, is just more intense therapy than previously, which is sort of a vague and can be a variable threshold for initiating therapy. I usually sort of, when people get into the 140 to 160 systolic over, say, 90 to 100 diastolic, that's probably when the numbers would get my attention. It kind of depends on where they start, too. If somebody's a little on the hypotensive side to start, those numbers may be lower. I think it's probably key to aggressively manage the hypertension early. And I think we're better at managing these patients early than we used to be, just because we know it's going to be a side effect. We know that the patient who walks in at 140 over 90 already on two medicines is probably going to have problems.
Any thoughts about the mechanism of why hypertension occurs and whether this, as you kind of alluded to, might be different in patients with renal cell?
Yeah, I'm not aware of really any good studies that have looked at mechanism. The only data I'm aware of looked at, I think it was renal and melanoma patients who had gotten sorafenib and looked at some measures like plasma renin and aldosterone and catecholamines and things like that, and really didn't find much in terms of a precise mechanism. There are a few papers out there that speculate about the role of nitrous oxide and other effects, but I'm not aware of any convincing data that has nailed down the mechanism.
What is your take on the data that's come out from a variety of tumors in terms of the issue of arteriothrombotic events with bevacizumab, and how do you approach that in patients in terms of selection?
I think the most refined data is from the colon cancer trials that identified the risk of arteriothrombotic events, or ATE, and identified some risk factors such as age, prior cardiovascular history, I believe, were the main risk factors. If you look at that analysis, they actually showed that the hazard ratio for benefit was the same in those patients. So like any medical decision, it's a matter of risk and benefit. And these patients, you know, otherwise have metastatic disease, a terminal metastatic disease. So while we don't want to place them at undue risk, and certainly an arterial event can be an acute quality of life issue, quality of life reducing event, in general, I think these are manageable side effects. You know, on the balance of risk benefit, it's relatively rare. And I think the risk benefit is still in favor of the agent.